Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello and welcome back to The Other Stories. My name is Luke Condor with a K, and I'm joined by Mr.
Daniel Wilcox. You sounded so uncertain then. The Other Stories?
I was actually thinking, you know, because we do the other podcast. For some reason, I thought I said the name of the wrong podcast. I was getting a little
you
bit...
started completely wrong. Crossed.
Yeah. But no, I said the right thing.
Fantastic. We're on the right page.
Yeah. So, Dan, guess what?
What?
We've been running The Other Stories for 2 years as of
That's
this month.
Crazy.
2 entire
That's
years.
So good.
That's more years than 1 year.
Yeah, I did I did see on my Facebook time hop, it popped up and told me, because it came up with the original artwork we had for the show,
yeah,
which was the sort it was like the green square one, wasn't it? The old sort of...
Just the word, The Other Stories, right?
You didn't, yeah, that's it, yeah. And that popped up, and I realised stupidly how many typos were in the original post that I shared to all my friends and family. It was like, oh my god, if I can go back 2 years, I probably wouldn't do anything different. But
oh man, I can't imagine going back like 5 years. Well, let's say 10 years, going back and seeing, you know, how bad my general writing was, just like writing on Facebook. Or I imagine I sound like an idiot. But
that's why I don't look at the time hops. Because
yeah.
it's cringy, but
yeah,
you know, I had to check out that one. 2 years.
2 years, exactly. Are you doing anything special for the 2 year anniversary?
I'm probably gonna write another story.
Yeah.
Just keep that ball rolling.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm the same way, actually. I'm getting back into the short story writing, and I'm just doing a little bit every day on these short stories, and it feels good to just be cracking on again with them.
Mm.
Trying to get
ahead.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking briefly the other day, weren't we, about how different the stories are now, how even though we started off with 1,000 words to write stories and we upped that to 2,000 words, so we average around 20 minutes an episode, that even though we've doubled that, it still feels now like it's far too short. We want to give more, but I think it's a good challenge to try and write a 2,000 word short story, especially when you get into a flow and you think the story's going to keep going, and then you go, nope. Bring it back, bring it home.
Well, Well, I just finished one today, and it came out 3,500 words, so I need to go back and edit that down. but that's just because, like, getting more comfortable as writers, and if I find it more and more difficult to write shorter. When I first started writing, like, I think the first short story I wrote that I was happy with was 250 words, and then it was 1,000 words, and then a little bit more. Those comfort zones are sort of stretched constantly.
Mm. Do you know what you should do on your story? Should delete every other word and then just give it to a narrator and see what happens.
See what happens, yeah, I like it.
Once a there.
The stories. Welcome.
Yes.
Okay, we need to work on the new theme, which is ancient Egypt. I think this might be one of my favourite themes we've ever done. I remember growing up in ancient Egypt and ancient Greece, like the Greek mythology.
You grew up in ancient Egypt.
I grew up in ancient Egypt. We moved over to ancient Greece for a little bit of time, and then we thought we'd come to the modern day. But I used to have a little book about ancient Egypt and ancient Greek, like the Greek gods and stuff. And I used to love like reading over them and getting really into that side of things. I think that may be one of the reasons why I got into, you know, I've got a bit of an interest in history, but you know, more like mythology and that kind of thing.
Was it the horrible histories?
No, I never got into those. I think they may have come a little bit after, you know, I may have been too old by the time they were big.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I think, weirdly, I don't know why, I really, really enjoyed this theme. I enjoy most of the themes that we do, but there's not, I like the ones where you can dip a bit more into that sort of supernatural that merges on realism.
Yeah,
because there is a lot of magic surrounding ancient Egypt. There is a lot of mystery, a lot of pizzazz, so it's kind of nice to work that into a story with modern day, because I actually don't think, outside of films like The Mummy, I don't think there are that many films that take advantage of the legends and the myths of Egypt at the minute.
I was going to ask you, is there like one ancient Egypt related piece of media, so film, game, TV show, comic book, anything that you really enjoy? Is there one that, like, when you think of that film, you think, oh, I love that film, or I love that TV show?
Probably the first scene of Despicable Me.
Is it like steal the pyramid or something?
Yeah.
That's the first one that comes to your mind?
Yes. No, the first thing to come to my head is like The Mummy, but then I feel like that's too easy in a go-to.
It is easy, but they're like, it is good, and I do still quote it. I think the other day I actually said Americans, you know, what's his name, the little
Brendan
wimpy.
Fraser,
no, the other character, John Hannah, I think his name is.
Okay,
yeah, yep. And also what's that bit where Benny, I always think of Benny's like little whiny little voice all the time. It's a really good film, that is. Really spot on film.
It's old now.
Yeah.
Blimey. But yeah, outside of that, I think the only other thing that can spring to mind is a couple of the Goosebumps books, which feature mummies, but they're not exactly Egyptian books.
I'll tell you one that comes to my mind is Stargate. Did you ever watch either the Stargate film or TV show?
I haven't.
Well, the film, you know, I don't think it's aged very well, because a lot of people talk about it as if it's a piece of poo. But I remember, like, I was the right age, and it was like mind-blowing. So the idea is, back in the day, all these ancient Egyptian gods, you know, the different animal heads, were actually aliens from another world who travel in these pyramid-shaped spaceships. And then they've got these stargates, which are like, they find one, go through it, and then they end up on like this ancient Egyptian-style planet. And they have to fight these alien Egyptian gods. It's just like when you're a little, like, 10-year-old kid. It's exactly the kind of thing you want to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, outside of that, I mean, can you think of any more, or many more, off the top of your head?
So Stargate was the thing that came to my mind, but the new Assassin's Creed game set in ancient Egypt, that's that's probably about it. There was another mummy film, like a horror film, that I remember watching. It was like late at night, it was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I shouldn't have been up watching it. It was really scary, but I have no idea what the film was.
Yeah. There was a level of the Rugrats mini golf on PlayStation 1 that featured a pyramid.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that game?
No, I don't think so.
Genuinely one of the scariest moments of my life, of my childhood, was literally you play as Angelica, and you can. There's a pyramid on the golf course, and there's like a hidden part where you can actually go into the pyramid and collect cookies. And as you're running through, you're taking left, you're taking right. It is. And out of nowhere, a mummy just starts chasing you, and you have to run away. But it's a proper labyrinth.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's when you're a, I don't know, 7 year old kid, that's kind of terrifying. So I thought I injected some of that into my story, which would be fun to look at. That of a reptile.
Yeah. reptile, is that the like the Godzilla?
It's the Godzilla thing.
Yeah. Okay, I like it. So this should be a good theme. I'm looking forward to seeing what stories come out of it. I've already read yours and really enjoyed yours, and looking forward to see what else comes out. Also, actually, a quick shout out to Andy Conduit Turner, who submitted a story who we're going to be featuring as well. He's written a few stories now. He's currently got a Kickstarter running. If you go on kickstarter.com and search for Horde Comics Anthology Volume 1, I'll put a link in the show notes anyway, but Andy has put together, if you like short horror stories, then this is ideal for you, but it's a comic book. So I think it's like 5 or 6 short, horrible, horrific comic book stories in like a little anthology.
With pretty incredible artwork.
Yeah, the artwork looks amazing. So yeah, go check that out. Like I said, I put it in the show notes, but just once again, it's Horde Comics Anthology Volume 1.
Sweet.
The last thing we need to mention is the Book of the Month. We're still doing a Hawk and Cleaver's Reading Club.
Oh yeah.
Last month it was Fahrenheit 451. This month, as voted for by the Hawk and Cleaver Facebook group, is Zeros by Chuck Wendig. So if you want to read, if you want to, you know, an excuse to read a bit more, to read outside of what you normally would read, because to be honest, I wouldn't have read this book. so this is going to be an interesting one.
It was nice to have quite an in-depth discussion about Fahrenheit 451 on the group itself.
Yeah,
and I think we'll probably at some point record a podcast for our other podcast. Yeah. Or an episode for our other podcast about Fahrenheit 451, just give that a bit more richness and get some people's feedback on that as well. So yeah, looking forward to Zeros. I mean, I mentioned to you, didn't I, the out of all of Chuck Wendig's books with beautiful covers,
this is like the worst cover ever.
Zeros falls very far short, but if it's, you know, if it's anything like his other writing, I'm looking forward to getting stuck in. Cool. So just a very, very quick one. We debuted our first joint audiobook together, myself and Luke. So for anyone that's interested in some post-apocalyptic, lovely horror style, mostly post-apocalyptic audio, then you can get a 30-day free trial of Amazon Audible and download They Rot by Daniel Wilcox and Luke Condor for absolutely free, and listen and check out just a story that seems to be going down very, very well amongst the readers that have read it so far. Did you want to add anything to that?
No, I completely forgot about that. So if you like audio horror, They Rot, I think it's like 6 hours long, but it's a great book. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of the work we did on it, and Justin Fife, who's narrated a fair few of the other stories, has narrated the audio book. So yeah, go check that out.
Absolutely. And just a final thing from me is our Patreon, as always, bonus episode every month. Just go over to patreon.com/Hawk and Cleaver, and you can donate for as little as $1 a month and get yourself an extra bonus exclusive free story from your lovely Hawk and Cleaver writers, narrated by your lovely Hawk and Cleaver narrators, and directly for you, exclusive.
There you go. Nice one. All right, dude. I will enjoy this theme, and then
see you in Egypt.
We'll see you, see you soon. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.